It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello, and welcome to our show. Thanks so much for listening and for telling a friend. You're welcome to send any questions or comments to me by email through the Hoag Hospital website at hoaghealth.org. Today we're speaking with Dr. Cordula Dick-Mielke. She's a member of the Department of Community Medicine at Hoag Memorial Hospital and an expert in Alzheimer's and dementia care. Welcome, Dr. Dick-Mielke.
Good to be with you.
Now, it's a big subject to tackle in a small amount of time, but we are glad you're here to tell us a little bit about some of the ways you can help families through the very tough assignment of caregiving. We know how heartbreaking it can be to have a parent with Alzheimer's as it progresses, and we're all looking for ways to cope. It's a little bit of an art, isn't it?
It most certainly is, because, you know, no one prepares you to be a caregiver. The last thing you expect is that you're going to be taking care of your spouse or your dad or mom as they're progressing through this disease. You know, we all, when we're little, we play with dolls, we learn how to be parents, but nobody teaches us how to be a caregiver. And, you know, caregiving is something that comes on really subtly. All of a sudden, you're gradually taking over more and more responsibilities, and you find yourself overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And what do I do? How do I cope?
Well, what are some of the signs of caregiver stress that you've seen?
Well, here's some important ones. First of all, we all like to, sometimes stick our head in the sand like an ostrich. Denial is a sign of caregiver stress, that the person's not facing the reality of the disease or its effects on the person. It's mm-hmm. understandable. It's really hard to accept. But the first step is accepting the disease. Feeling angry at the person or at God. Mm-hmm. How could you have ruined my retirement? I wanted to spend time traveling. Mm-hmm. Withdrawing from friends and activities, becoming so depressed that it really breaks your spirit, irritability, sleeplessness, and health problems. We see a lot of health problems in caregivers.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, prolonged stress can cause both mental and physical health problems.
Like autoimmune?
It affects the immune system. We see more susceptibility to colds and simple illnesses like that, as well as mm-hmm. others. More doctor's visits and more use of prescription medications among caregivers.
Wow.
As well, on the mental health end, we're seeing higher rates of depression, anxiety, as people are struggling to cope with the 24-hour demands, 36-hour demands, as the book says.
Now, this gets us back to, it of course, makes their job difficult and even more difficult if they're, you know, involved with their own diagnosis and problems as well as their spouses or their parents. What are some of the most common questions you get from the sons and the daughters of parents of newly diagnosed Alzheimer's patients that brings on this stress?
Well, I think some of the common questions are really around understanding the disease. It's getting back to that point of education that, what is happening to my mom or dad?
Yeah.
My relationship has totally changed. You know, I used to look up to my dad and, you know, talk to my dad about my life and what was going on, and now my dad can't respond to that. He can't be my advisor anymore.
Right.
Or, on the other hand, when the relationship is poor, all of a sudden an adult child, a son or a daughter who never got along with their mom or dad feels like a duty to take care of mom or dad because they have dementia, and sometimes that can lead to a lot of family conflict.
Right.
Another instance where it becomes very difficult is if mom and dad's living in California, but you're living in New York, and you're trying to figure out from a distance, how do I help mom and dad?
Sure.
And you aren't able to get a real read on what's going on.
What are some of the most difficult symptoms of Alzheimer's to deal with if you happen to be in the same town as the person?
Yeah, actually, the most difficult symptoms are when the person starts to develop difficult behaviors, such as wandering, aggressiveness, agitation, paranoid kinds of beliefs like you're not my spouse. And also when they start to need help with their everyday activities, such as dressing or even getting to the point of helping with toileting. The research really shows that caregivers You know, it's not about the memory problems. I can cope with my dad being forgetful, but
sure.
taking him to the bathroom,
yeah.
helping him with that process, that's just too much for me. I can't
right.
cope with that.
Right.
So that's where those stress levels really escalate through the roof, and we want to get our caregivers the education, support groups, and services that are going to help alleviate that stress.
Now, you're with Hoag's Department of Community Medicine, and you have guidelines and educational materials and all kinds of support. Tell me, say I'm coming to you now to deal with my problems dealing with my mom who has advanced Alzheimer's. What would you do for me and my sisters and brothers who are trying to help my parents?
Well, first of all, if you called Alzheimer's Family Services Center, you'd talk to a social worker who would learn about your situation so that we could specifically address whatever needs were going on in your family. Some of the things we might suggest are getting involved in a support group. There are many community support groups, and one of the best things you can do is get into a support group where you can talk to other people who really understand what's going on.
Right.
I can't tell you how many caregivers have felt so isolated, like nobody really gets it, and then they go to support group, and it's like, oh, my God, other people are going through the same thing.
Right.
We might also suggest some short-term counseling if you're really under a lot of stress or together as a family. We might suggest that you take advantage of adult day services such as we offer at the Alzheimer's Family Services Center where you can leave your loved one for the day and then you can go and do your errands or you can work. Or, you know, if you're getting to the point where it really is just too much to take care of your loved one at home, we could help facilitate your loved one being placed in a facility. So there are a lot of different services out there, but it's so hard to navigate the system for the typical caregiver. And calling Alzheimer's Family Services or getting a care manager involved can help with that process.
Great. Martha from Escondido has heard that you're going to be on the program, and she emailed us this question. When an Alzheimer patient is working the program at Alzheimer's Family Services Center, how involved is the rest of the family? Does it help the patient to have children and grandchildren involved? And maybe we could even give out a phone number so if people have questions about Alzheimer's, they can reach out and speak to someone.
Certainly. Our phone number here at Alzheimer's Family Services Center is 714-593-9630. Now, in terms of Martha's question, if a person were coming to an adult day center, to Alzheimer's Family Services Center, it actually is better for the person to be here and be involved in activities and for the family not to be here at the same time. We actually want to give the family a break. And sometimes having the family on site actually makes it harder for the person to adjust.
Okay.
So our whole goal here is to get that person engaged in activities, to monitor their health, to work with the family and the family physician or other healthcare professionals to ensure that that person can continue to live at home for as long as possible. And we're going to help that caregiver problem solve as well. But there does come a point when it is important to separate and allow that person to be in the adult day center and also for that caregiver to get some rest, because when you get rest, then your time with your loved one is going to be so much better when he or she gets home.
Absolutely. Now, you have your medical degrees, but you also have a master's in theology. Does faith or hope or point of view play a part in handling Alzheimer's, in your opinion?
Yeah, actually, I'm a clinical psychologist, and I actually do believe faith is very important, that spirituality can be a great resource for caregivers, that it helps to provide meaning to an experience that is very challenging, and that for caregivers whose faith is important, prayer, devotion, forgiveness, forgiving oneself as a caregiver when you get frustrated or angry at your loved one, forgiving your loved one when they're difficult.
Yes.
Those can be very important to people of faith and can help you through this very long process.
It's just a very heartbreaking disease, but you've given it hope. You've given families a way to cope. There are physical tools. There are educational materials. So please don't despair if you're listening to this program and you're going through us. If you could once more give the phone number, I'd be very grateful.
714-593-9630. 9630.
And do you have any last thoughts before we wrap up?
Simply that caregivers need to not go it alone. They think that it's their responsibility. They sometimes feel guilty for seeking help. But there is hope. We'll walk by you, walk alongside you, and provide you with that support you need.
Thank you so much, Doctor. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. It's so nice to be here with you, and please stay tuned. There's much, much more to come.